So the pasuk tells us in the beginning of the parasha that when we're counting Klal Yisrael, we count them by a machzis ha-shekel, a half shekel. And the halacha is ha-osher lo yarbe v'adal lo yamit. The osher can't give more, the dal can't give less. Everybody has to give the shir of a machzis ha-shekel. Now what do they do with this machzis ha-shekel? So Rashi tells us that the machzis ha-shekel was used, as the pasuk says, "Tumas ha-adam shemonen kishyiskil b'nifas ha-min v'nosu kol echad machzis ha-shekel," and this was used. Mehem nasu ha-adonim, the adonim were the base for the mishkan. That's what they used this machzis ha-shekel for. What's the story of the machzis ha-shekel that's used for the adonim? So we could say maybe, and why dafka machzis ha-shekel, one had a full shekel. So we could say, the first one we speak about is a very big yisoid. That the main yisoid of the union of machzis is to show that we're not complete. A full shekel, a machzis has a connotation of half, obviously it's a half. A half is something that needs another half to be complete. It's not a complete thing. The yisod of machzis a shekel, giving a half a shekel, is to bring out that in Klal Yisrael, we can't do it ourselves. That in Klal Yisrael, we know that even the mitzvahs, it's not shy for us to be kind to all the mitzvahs ourselves. We need Kohanim, we need Leviim. You have to have the gamut of the different sections, or different multitudes of Klal Yisrael, different types of people. And through that, we can be kind to all the mitzvahs, which brings the Shekhinah in the world. But even more so, we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling amongst us, that the Shekhinah should be shruya amongst Klal Yisrael. Vayihi b'yishurin melech, as we say, Hashem b'yishurin melech, b'yis'asef roshei om, yachad shiftei Yisrael. And all of Klal Yisrael comes together in unison, in a unified goal. In a tremendous achdus de ge'oifin, then vayihi b'yishurin melech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be a melech amongst us. Hashem can only dwell his Shekhinah amongst us. V'shachanti b'soicham, when we're perfectly in perfect unison as an Am Echad with tremendous achdus. And we know by Kabbalah Satur itself, Kabbalah Satur it says, Uva'u chulam. Bivris yachad naaseh v'nishma omru ke'echod. They said as one, in unison. Not each one said individually. Everybody said in unison, naaseh v'nishma omru ke'echod. As one people. As the pasuk says, v'yichan shom Yisrael k'neged ha'or. We dwelt by the foot of the mountain. V'yichan shom Yisrael, we dwelt at the foot of the mountain. V'yichan. A lashon of dwelling individual. The 600,000 people. Chutz from the women, children. But the Torah emphasizes that the prerequisite for Kabbalah HaTorah was ki ish echad b'leiv echad. We can't mekabel it. Because with Torah comes a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We can't separate the two. And if the Shekhinah wants to come down, wants to be among us, with the Torah giving of the Torah, Hashem is giving himself over to us. So there must be an achdus. And the hemshich of Kabbalah HaTorah as Ramban tells us, was the Mishkan. And the Mishkan was a place where God wants to dwell further with us. That we're going to have His Torah, He's going to dwell amongst us. V'shachanti b'soichot. But He can only dwell amongst us if it's complete achdus with us. And therefore it makes a very perfect sense now why the Mishkan itself, the actual Mishkan, the Adonim, is the base. The base of the Mishkan had to be bought. Not everybody gives the amount they want to give. Not the rich donate the big large sums to get their name out there in fame, you know, publicized in front of everybody, Dafka the rich. No, but everybody totally equal. And this forms the base of the Mishkan, where Hashem will dwell, perfect achdus. Everybody in machzis, that in order to complete each other, we can be zeicha to a tremendous achdus of us. And Be'emes Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzava on the eve of Machzah Shekel, that the Gemara says this was a not only a gevaldik schus for the binyas and Mishkan, but this was with one of the schusim through which we were saved in the time of Haman. And we know that the first parashas we're going to be learning very soon, the first parasha of the Arba Parashias, is Parasha Shkolim. Everybody knows. And the Torah says, and the Gemara says in Megillah, that Haman tainted, which is the drushes of Megillah, that Haman said, let the machzis ha-shekel come. The Chazal say, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the machzis shall come, and wipe out and neutralize the hundreds of thousands of dollars shkolim that Haman gave. What's the connection between the machzis ha-shekel that we gave and we continue to give? And that's the prerequisite, that's the beginning towards. Say the Mefarshim or Mahalach, and we know Rabbi said Purim is coming around, which is separate Purim called there's a din of Mishloach Monos Yisrael. We know on Purim is a very interesting holiday that everybody has to go ahead and give to their friend, to their neighbor, to their chavrusa. You have to give Mishloach Monos. To your yeshiva also, you're supposed to give very nice stuff. You give very fancy, expensive. I'm not saying this yeshiva, that I'm just saying, yeah, but you have to give nice. Yeah, like a refrigerator and a stove, those are two monos. But anyway, the vice, you have to fill up the refrigerator also. With. But anyway, I'm just saying, if you want to give a shoe, I'm not, you know, nothing, just be like a marshal. But anyway, but the vice, there's an eating to give Mishloach Monos, we don't say any Hanukkah, we don't have Mishloach Monos, Pesach, we don't have, what's the Dafka on Purim? So then the Sivis, and it's like, don't say from Megillas Asarim on, explains beautifully that the MS, the Yisoid of Mishloach Monos, Lishloach Eyo, why it was Nisakad Afghan Purim, because it was a tikkun for the whole Purim. The Etzem, Haman's Taina, and the reason why there was a Xeri against Klal Yisrael, and they could be wiped out, because Yeshnoi Am Echod, Befoira, Befuzur, Befoira, Beno Amit. There's a nation that's scattered. Learns the Nisivus child that's scattered. That the Klal Yisrael was in a mokom there, that there was rift, there was rifts, there was tension, there was discontent between the parties of Klal Yisrael, and because of that situation, that brought about the Gzeira. When we were achdus, when we're together, when there's camaraderie, when there's unified goals, when everybody's together, so then. The Yitzhahara, the Shlita, the Kodesh Baruch, there's no Gzeiris can't come on us. But when it's Chatzis on Pirud, Machloikes, so Haman's Taina is, he was worried, Enoch Anami, Klal Yisrael, Achshverosh was worried to make Gzeiris against Klal, he knew, he's not stupid Achshverosh. So Haman told him, Yeshnai Am Echad, Mephoizah, Mephoroid, don't worry, they're not together, they're fighting. The quarreling. It's okay. God won't punish us. Klal Yisrael deserves it. There's no achdus. So Klal Yisrael taka, because of the Gzeira, they came together. That's what I'm talking about. Chas v'shalom, when there's, you know, when there's Chas v'shalom Gzeiris, when there's kind of decrees on Klal Yisrael, it seems to bring certain type of togetherness. Everybody's working to fight off the Xeris. So it brought them together. But it's not going to see it's an order of Misak and the terrible matzah that it was going on before Purim, before the Xeris. So Klaisol has decided we're going to fix our wagon. We're going to fix it up for the generations to come. That even though the whole year we have to get into at Purim's a time when we have to come together. There has to be Achdus again. Let's bring Achdus by giving. Taka is brought down in the place given that a person should give Taka to a person that he has, a person that he has a little bit of a rift between him, a person that he feels that, that he has problems with, a person that bothers him, a person that gets him up for shakos every day. That's why I expect a lot of money from you guys. But anyway, at the end of the day, the Pesach, the Yisoid of Purim, according to the Nesivos, is Achdus, that we get together, we become together. Mimelo, the Koyach of Machsa Shechus, the Haschol Rabbeinu, because Machsa Shechus means more hands. And then we have to realize, Rabbeinu, we have to realize that everybody has a place. Someone feels, Baruch Hashem, I'm good at this, I'm good. And sometimes we look very narrow-minded that there's no mug with somebody else. I'm on top and, I'm successful and this and that. No, in Klai, so it's not that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted every single person, the rich man and the poor man, the businessman and this type of man. Every type of person should come together and give a machsis, because we need each other to come together to create the base for the Mishkan, which the Shekhinah will dwell amongst us. And this is so important. We have to be able to, with all our striving to achieve in our lives, with all our striving to be successful, we have to realize that there's other people around. We have to realize that at the end of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Kodesh Baruch Hu eyes were still a machsis. We have to realize that the guy next to us, our roommate, the roommate, across the hall, our shechinim in our where we live, and everybody around us also have a service to Hashem, also bring about God's glory. We're not the only ones. We have to make makos for other people. We have to respect others. We have to realize that they're also givaldik, and without them, we can't build a mishkan. I can't do it myself. I need everybody. I need the input of every yid. And every yid is chashuv. Every yid gives the same exact. Because he's just as chashuv as me. If we all have that common goal to bring shechinah in the world, we're all the same chashivas with us. In that manner. Okay, this is a bit of respecting, but to understand that everybody has their place. Understand that everybody has their mokoy. Understand that everybody has their avoidah. That's the yisoid of the shnei mosho shvotim. Everybody with their own avoidah. Bring Kavod Hashem. That's the sort of Mishkan. And when the Mishkan is complete through that Machzor and Machzor, Hashem dwells as Shechinah amongst us. We have to learn, Rabbi. This is such an important Yisod, Rabbi. But it's Baruch Hu wants. It's wanted so badly. He wants us to be together, Rabbi. We might have our differences. We might have our different types of opinions and the way we think. So our faces are different. So to our Deo says is the Rambam. So the way we think are different. That doesn't conflict. The fact that we can all get along is at the end of the day we have a common goal. We're here to build a place of Kodesh Baruch to dwell with us. And everybody has to put a brick in. Everybody has to make their effort. And everybody has to make room for the other person to be able to make that effort. When Yaakov Avinu called all his sons together to give each one a bracha, and the bracha was that each son has a different avodah, he made sure that they all were together, each one heard the bracha that was given to the next one. Why? Calling each one individual, giving them the bracha. The answer is, you have to know that guy has also his avodah, and his avodah is very important. That was Yaakov's bracha. We have to learn to respect every single individual. We shouldn't disrespect even one person, as the Mishnah says in Ovis. Everybody has their mokum, everybody has their zman, everybody has their time to shtay and to be successful. And we have to make a mokum for us. We have to realize the greatness of every single person. and respect him for it. And through that, Be'ezah Hashem Yisbar. Not to compromise on our avodah, on our hashkafas or b'isa, but realize that everybody has a place in serving Hashem in the right way. Obviously, we have to show them the right way. But everybody has a place. Everybody has a mokoy. Everybody should have that opportunity. And everybody should have the proper respect of b'isa. It is so important, b'isa. Spend time with b'isa to respect every single individual for who he is, for what he stands for. For his avodah, for his input in bringing the shiur to the world. I just saw recently, as I said, I saw recently that they even with shorim, Rabbi said, they also have a spark. Everybody has a spark of shiur in them, Rabbi said. You have to learn to love that spark of shiur in them also, Rabbi said. The spark of shiur. You have to understand that even the Rosh is a certain spark of Shkina. Shkina is also a Tzelem Elokamimah. He might be lost. He might be confused. But there's a spark of Yiddishkeit, there's a spark of Shkina in him also, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to learn how to bring it out and respect him for Rabbi Yisrael. Be Zoycha, Rabbi Yisrael. To learn to respect each and every person, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a terrible thing today, Rabbi Yisrael. You learn that people are treading on other people. People are stamping on other people, stomping on other people. People don't show respect for the most posh of the people. They live in a world of the egoism. They live in a world where they don't know what respect means, Rabbi Yisrael. And so the anti-the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Torah says we have to understand each of the minute. Guy's doing something wrong, we have to try to change him. We have to try to give him reproof. To try to teach him the right way, Rabbi Yisrael. But to understand, Rabbi Yisrael, everybody has a mockery. Everybody has a place. If you understand that, Rabbi Yisrael, you complicate. The parasha says, "Machzis." We're only here. If we're not done without somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. We need other people in our lives. We need a wife. She's a machzis. We need family. We need friends. We need rebbeim. We need people around, comrades, to help us do our avodah, to build. A mock of a shtinger, boys. I wish we zoicha that much rain.